You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
The number you have reached is 100.7 WMMS.
It wasn't just a radio station, it was a lifestyle.
Cleveland is a rock and roll city for sure.
I do like chocolates.
Get down!
The Wrath of the Buzzard. WMMS. Cleveland.
The rise and fall of one of the most iconic radio stations in America. Profiles, The Wrath of the Buzzard, PROH Files. Subscribe now wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome to In the Key of Change Chats. Today's chat is with Chase Atlantic from Vans Warped Tour. Let's give it a listen because it's time for a change.
This is Jackie and I'm here with Chase Atlantic. We are on my very last stop at Warped Tour. You guys are coming up on the very end. More importantly, coming up on a day off. What keeps you going on these, like, no, you don't even have a day off?
No day off.
We're going straight to Chicago for Lollapalooza.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, you guys are kind of like festival experts, I feel, at this point, between Bonnaroo and Firefly.
I feel like this festival has made us festival experts.
We started festivals 2 months ago, and we've probably done a million since then.
you've played all the really big ones this year, and you're about to play Lollapalooza. I feel like that checks off like every festival. Like
pretty much. We just have to do Coachella
and Tomorrowland.
Burning Man.
Okay.
Yeah. Three.
So you have goals for next year. That's fine. How do you go about choosing your set list for a festival like Warped Tour versus Lollapalooza? Is it different or is it the same?
Warped Tour is 25 minutes. It's short. Sorry, Cass. It's short and it's a lot heavier. We go a lot harder with the sets.
Yeah, you have to kind of gauge the situation, the environment that you're in, and then you can kind of select what you think will work. Like, we had a few different songs at the beginning of the tour, and we kind of switched it up and found out what works the best.
Target audience. I mean, if people are going to Warped Tour, they obviously want more fast-paced, heavier stuff. Whereas if you're playing later at a festival, you can have more relaxed songs, kind of.
Have a little. If you have more time, you can kind of bring them through the emotions. This is just like 25 minutes. Like, here's everything good we got.
So just hit them with it.
Yeah.
Hit them with it.
I was going to say, as I've seen your live set, you just pack it on, tons of energy. How has Warped Tour prepared you for Lollapalooza and the rest of the year?
It's just nothing good.
Warped Tour is like so hands-on. We're loading out the trucks at 7 a.m. every morning. We're putting out our own posters. We're hustling. It's in the heat. I don't think it can get much hotter than this. There's no stage production. We've learned to have to be entertaining for once on stage.
Yeah.
No lights. No sound check. You have 15-minute changeovers instead of 45 to an hour.
So I feel like this tour has prepared us for anything that life throws at us.
We're doing the worst of the hard work now. So everything should be easier from here on.
That's the goal, right? I hope so.
Yeah, we're doing something wrong.
I think it'll be easier. You guys recently released Tidal Wave. How is that an evolution from metal about?
Oh, I mean, it's a fair bit
of song.
We just copied the formula. No, so it's been a few years. It's been between the two songs. So we had like a little new wave of ideas coming in. It's funny that I say wave, Tidal Wave. Come in like at the very beginning of this year. And we kind of just sat in the studio. We had like a week off or something, and we came up with a few songs, and Tidal Wave was one of those songs, and we thought it would be a good song to kind of introduce the fans to while like kind of transitioning, because we're always working on our sound consistently. So we kind of want to transition but give them something that was still Chase Atlantic-y but a little bit new school, you know what I mean?
It was something that we could only release too at the time because of business ventures. And it was just something for the fans that they knew about us, and I felt like it was very Chase Atlantic.
Music singles are important, but so are just, like, what's your favorite song in the album that you might not release as a single, but is kind of your personal favorite?
I mean, we're probably not going to release any of the songs from the album as a single. We're like, constantly working on new music. We have a studio in our bus. So we've made a few new songs on this tour, even, when we found the time, which is pretty difficult. But, we're constantly just making music.
That's
like
a good sneaky way to get maybe an insight on a new song.
The Nothing? No, the
potential new album.
Are you doing all of them?
Yeah, we work on a lot of music, so we probably won't revisit old stuff. Like, we're just gonna release new shit.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of releasing new music, what role do music streaming sites like Spotify have when you're thinking about putting out new music, especially if you're not going to put it out as an entire album?
When it comes to the songwriting aspect, I don't really believe that Spotify or any of that goes into it. But certainly afterwards, the impact that these streaming social medias have had to, especially us,
it's like the most important thing in our careers. Like, we definitely, when we're making music, we just make whatever we want to make. And then we kind of curate what we think is the best of those creations. Yeah. And then once we release it, like, we'll just gauge the audiences, what their favorite, because it always changes. Like, when you first release an album, the most popular song will be different to what the most popular song is now.
Yeah.
So it's always definitely. Always evolving, changing. So you just kind of judge based off how it's doing at the time.
I think if you go into it as well, trying to focus on specific markets, yeah. like a Spotify market, it just won't be organic. Yeah, so
you just have to be easy with it.
I feel like one good thing about Spotify, which can also be a bad thing, but good for reading analytics, is Spotify has pretty fast turnaround play counts. You can't see play counts on the Apple side of things. And I'm not dissing Apple. I'm a massive fan of Apple Music. Yeah. I have my subscription.
Me too. But
I like being able to see how our music is doing.
Yeah.
And how other people can see how it's doing as well. Yeah. If it's going well. If it's going bad, I don't want them to see it.
Is there a way that you can see a correlation between music streams and ticket sales?
It's closely related, but it's also very different. Like, a lot of people that are digesting music don't necessarily go to a lot of festivals. And so I feel like the audiences that we're seeing at festivals are like a whole different side of the audiences that are listening to our music.
Yeah.
Because, like, you meet these people and you see them consistently over and over again. And then the people that are on the internet, like, they don't see in real life. They're still, like, it's like two different worlds, you know what I mean? But they all kind of meet in the middle at some point.
And so you've got finishing up Warped Tour, Lollapalooza, and then I think you have a European tour coming up?
Yes.
Okay. Correct.
And a couple of European festivals.
Yes.
We're doing our first UK appearance.
So lots of festivals, perhaps new music in the future. Stay tuned for much more from Chase Atlantic. This is Jackie. Thanks to Chorus FM and In the Key of Change.
This is the story of Whitney Houston.
This is the story of Kurt Cobain.
Of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died, why they died, and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
It's storytelling.
But it's more than that, because rock stars,
they tell us how we feel. They change our mood.
They change the clothes we wear, the people we hang out with,
the way we remember things.
It's them who give us those ludicrous moments, the ones where you're
jumping around, singing your heart out, feeling understood.
And it's those moments we'll help you remember, the ones you're thinking about right now.
That feeling. It's coming soon from Crowd Network.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.